We celebrated Thanksgiving last week, and December is a month usually filled with parties and gatherings of all kinds. Families and friends will get together. Sometimes kids can be put in uncomfortable positions. The Girl Scouts have put out a notice reminding parents and others that girls shouldn't feel forced to hug or kiss relatives if they don't want to. If girls want to say no, then that should be respected. So how should parents respond if grandma or grandpa is unhappy that a girl or boy doesn't want to give them a hug or kiss? With me to talk about it is Marcella Gemelli of ASU. She's co-director of online graduate programs in family and human development and sociology. Marcella, has this kind of physical affection been considered an obligation, and can kids feel okay with saying no?
Children have the right to their feelings. They don't need to please another family member, just because that does seem to be the expectation. We just had the holiday gatherings, and of course there's lots of hugs and kisses and affection. And you know, some families are more affectionate than others, but the child, you know, if a child's kind of not on board with that, it should be okay with the parents, should be okay with the other family members, that, you know, this child just doesn't want to participate in that.
So can that kind of obligation then cause problems in the sense that it's harder for maybe a different generation to recognize that, you know, there are maybe reasons for discomfort that the child might have?
Certainly, it could be a cause of some dissension among the family members. But that's where communication is really important. If it's your mother's mother or whoever, you know, just to say, you know, Johnny's just not, you know, into hugging right now, and you know, ask him for a high five or, you know, something like that, where, you know, the child, and certainly it's not an occasion for a child to be rude either, to push away or to say no, but to talk about it openly and you know, that it's not disrespectful, and it's just that he's or she is kind of going through figuring out what affection and emotion means, and that's kind of where we're at.
Is there something that maybe prepubescent rules are different than post?
You know, I think throughout a child's developmental stages, so consent and boundaries can be taught to children early on, just with role play of, you know, parents tickling and a child saying stop and listening to the child and saying, okay, you know, I get it, to different developmental stages of children becoming more aware of feelings of others, trying to understand contexts and situations a little bit more. There is some research in affection, which I think is interesting. Affection in most cases we think of as stress reducing. You know, you have a hard day, you give a hug, a kiss, you know, it feels good. The child falls and, you know, you give a kiss, you know, it's supposed to make you feel better. But there's also affection can be stress-inducing, especially, say, in a context of a situation where, say, you do have a big family gathering and everybody's hugging and kissing, it's joyous, but it's out in the open, it's very public. Where we would get concerned and where a child needs to learn how they're feeling is when a family member may take that child in isolation and say, oh, I didn't get that kiss. Can I get that now? And so, you know, depending, you know, at each age of developmental, we need to kind of focus on what's inappropriate. What's that feeling in your tummy? Is that a good feeling or is that a kind of an icky feeling, you know? And then we can progressively get a little bit more mature with that as children develop.
So how important is it to empower kids to feel like they can say this?
It's okay, always okay to say no if it feels inappropriate. And I think as children mature, you know, you don't push someone, you know, I mean, there's some basic levels of, you know, this is why we keep our hands to ourselves, you know, in some situations of, you know, how we learn this. You know, a child, and this is part of child abuse prevention literature, that is always in a child's right to say no, to ask questions about touching.
Do these same sorts of policies or same sorts of thoughts apply to both boys and girls?
Yes, I see with the Girl Scouts, you know, they want to encourage assertiveness in girls, which is very important. I think, you know, again, we sometimes fall back on societal norms where girls are less valued for being assertive. Boys, it's expected. So I think for both girls and boys, this is very important. But I think, you know, what early teaching does is in thinking about one's own body and what's appropriate. Mm-hmm. It helps them learn then what is appropriate in the context of dealing with other people as well. So I feel confidence. I almost, instead of assertiveness and aggression or, you know, all these other, I think confidence is the really the key here, so that later in these post-pubescent relationships of girls and boys, that boys become respectful of, you know, those types of boundaries, that they have confidence to become an intervener even in situations where, gosh, I don't think that person's liking this, you know, kind of behavior, and maybe I should step in and try to stop it. I think when we hear about, oh, it's a child's right to say no, that it seems very narcissistic or something for that child. But I think that it sets up a stage of that later feelings of empathy and understanding of what other people may be going through in those situations. And hopefully, again, taking that extra step in trying to stop it or prevent it from happening.
Marcella Gemelli is co-director of online graduate programs in family and human development and sociology at ASU.